B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through getting me through America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
It. You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Morning.
It is Monday, October 5th, 2020. Cold outside, 51 this morning, but the week looks great temperature-wise. You know, here we are, heat on your way into work, air conditioning on your way home from work.
I know. How do you dress for a day like today with a 30-degree swing, like from when we leave the house in the morning? I'm like, I don't even know what to wear.
Layers.
I just embrace it. Although I feel so... I'm going to use the term hungover this morning. I walked outside and I felt the cold. And I'm like, yes, just experience it. Just experience it. Breathe in the air.
We got so much to get to after a long weekend for all of us. We'll get into that. We got an update from Molly and her dad at 8 a.m. this morning. Molly hasn't talked to her dad in 10 years. And the last time they were both on with us, it was a disaster. But anyway, let's start with a Monday song to get us in the weekly mood.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And we are back with more of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Feeling better now after that song. Roy, you said you had a rough weekend, bud.
Yeah, it's all hitting me. The weekend's fun is just hitting me this morning.
Forgot you did a morning show or?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I did a lot of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of food, a lot of drinks. You know, Friday night I had a virtual Mario Kart with some friends where you play Mario Kart online, but you have to finish your drink before you're done racing.
Oh,
I did that.
How college of you.
I know. And then Saturday we had this little just wine night with some friends. And it was interesting because it was all outside on the porch, and then there was another couple there that we never knew. Like, we met them for the first time. And as we're walking back to our cars to go home, the couple's walking in front of us and we say our goodbyes. And there was this moment where I was like, do we exchange numbers?
Yeah.
Like, or do you just get in the car and you never see these people again?
Did you gel with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you say, hey, let me get a number. We'll hang out again.
There was like a brief moment. We were like talking about to get in our cars. And I'm like, I think this is when I felt like I was dating. I was like, I think we're supposed to make a move. And then we didn't. And then I got back into the car.
After all the decision making, you didn't get their number?
It was all in my head. I'm like, maybe this is a weird, but maybe it's a weird Roy thing. You know, and then we just left.
No, I love meeting people. So I always be like, oh man, we've got to hang again. So
that was the move I should have done.
Yeah.
They were cool people. And then, Sunday was football and I was watching Carolina Panthers.
Hey,
at
we
Legion
won.
Brewing. Yeah. Yeah. So
you did have a big weekend.
I did. It was just a lot of alcohol and food.
And today you feel like crap about it.
I'm like hungover. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the food or the alcohol?
Both is just hitting me.
All right. Well, we won't expect much from Roy today. Loren, what about you? You got anything to give to the show or no?
I mean, yeah. We just had a weekend at home. Elena, our au pair, is like trying to plan the next phase of her life now since her time with us is ending.
Sadly.
Soon. Yeah. And I helped her with an audition video for a TV show that she wants to audition for. So, like, Friday, we filmed her whole interview and her B-roll. And then, and me trying to edit video in another language is hilarious. Because I'm, like, listening to it. And then I'm like, what did you say there? Okay, now I'm going to lay this over that. It was so crazy. Like, I've never done anything like that. And I was like, this could be awesome. Or awesome from us to just from a visual perspective. And then the producers get it and they were like, this is crap because I don't know what I'm editing.
Right. Wait a minute. Your au pair is, when we talked about this on the air, she's her time's up in January, and she'll go back to Italy, and she's trying to prepare for her next phase of her life. Well, I thought she was going to get like a 9-to-5 job or maybe get into healthcare or childcare. I didn't know that she's trying to become a TV star.
Well, so I think she wants to go back into interior design, but probably because my kids ruined childcare for her forever.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. She loves them. But this is just something that she's always wanted to do. And the TV show is casting right now. Like, it's kind of like a wild. Do you remember Wild On that, like, Brooke Burke used to do?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
kind
that?
Of,
it's
yeah, kind of yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's a reality show.
Yeah. It's a bunch of hot girls traveling and, like, telling you what to do when you're on vacation.
Gotcha.
Hmm. Why? Who wouldn't want to audition?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, you're a marriage away from being on that show.
Divorce away.
Yeah, divorce away. Marriage is the only thing holding you back. I don't know. I had kind of a very laid, well, not laid back, but I just didn't go anywhere. Like, I don't think I left my house after like 5 p.m. on Friday. I went, we got out the Halloween decorations. Did you notice everybody in the neighborhoods were doing that?
Yeah.
Big Halloween decoration weekend.
Oh, we were doing that too.
And everybody is definitely up the game on Halloween this year. I think more decorations, more lights now. And then so Saturday night was a little going away bonfire in our cul-de-sac for neighbors that we truly love who are moving to a new house. And it's I feel bad for them because they have a little daughter, Ruby's age, and the person across the street from me has got a daughter just a little younger than Ruby. And the three of them are now just running around together, and the kids are always playing. And they want to get out of their house and get into this house that they bought that they really love. But the house, they're so afraid, is going to not have the same neighborhood that we have, you know. And that just sucks. I know how they feel. And so, like, we were doing the bonfire, and they were like, do we make the right decision? And we're like,
no.
First of all, you're under contract on both homes. So, yes, the decision has been made. But, we're like, they're like, well, you could come see us.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do, rent a party bus, all of us, and load up and head over to your house? And then she's like, well, maybe we'll come back for Halloween and do Halloween in our neighborhood.
Oh, they're gone before the end of the month.
They're leaving on, the 15th or something. 10 days, I guess. And then so he's like, no, we're not going to come back, because if we come back, then the owners are, like, all over you. The new owners are always all over the old cell, like, what, you know, this,
hey,
that,
this. Hey, this is broken, and I didn't find it.
So I said, bro, all you gotta do is get a disguise.
I mean, it's Halloween. Just wear a mask.
Just get like a huge long Duck Dynasty beard.
Mm-hmm.
He's bald, so put like a big giant, you know, long head of hair on and come over.
Just do a fake mustache.
Oh, that'd be so funny. And then like welcome them to the neighborhood. Say you live down the street. Oh, you have no idea. I wrote the whole thing. And then like yesterday was football. I watched that. SNL was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all right.
Very funny.
I thought the first half was okay. The second half was just meh.
Jim Carrey as Joe Biden, thumbs up.
Yeah,
thought so too.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Good. Well, it's just cool to see them back in a live studio audience, you know.
Yeah, and then at the very end where they were just standing on stage with the masks, I'm like, do we have to even do that anymore?
I feel like that's what I didn't like about it, is I was like, you had so much time to prepare and only the first half of the show was good.
Tough critics.
Well, I will say, though, Trump getting hospitalized happened just the day before the show. So.
Yeah, that's true. All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Loren on a Monday.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Hosea Burton and Teresa Rocha, they don't know each other at all.
Okay.
Never met. Until they got onto a Facebook page called 10X Travel, a group followed by 40,000 people that offers advice on how to save money while traveling on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these people had one thing in common. They wanted to travel, but they couldn't find anybody to travel with them during the pandemic. So they met on Facebook on this page and then decided to travel together. That's right. Two complete strangers traveled together. And I want to know, Loren and Roy, would you ever take the pandemic out of it? Would you ever travel with a stranger?
No. They're going to kill me.
You guys know I am suspicious of everyone. I'd be like, why does this person want to hook up with me? Why do they want to travel with me? Now, my au pair, Elena, loves to travel solo. Like, it's her thing. Okay. And she drove me crazy when she was on her 2-week vacation last year in Peru by herself.
Oh, yeah. And you spoke with somebody who she was hanging out with,
yeah.
And you were like, I was sketch.
I was totally suspicious. So then I was trying to find them on social media to, you know, to be able to follow, to make sure that nothing was crazy was going down. And I had her mom texting me. It was a whole thing.
And to be clear, when I say that I'd be murdered, it's not because I think the person's a criminal or murder me. It's because I'm a lot on vacation and they would just murder me just by vacationing with me. They'd be like, oh, God, I'm done with this guy.
Have you ever met someone on vacation that you became friends with and stayed
yes.
friends?
Oh, no.
When you say stayed friends, like how close of friends do you mean? Like Facebook friends?
Yeah, Facebook friends.
Yes.
Maybe text?
Yeah.
No, but I did. When I was down in Dominican Republic, I met some people from Spartanburg, and, you know, it was close enough for us
right.
to become friends.
And then while you were there.
While we were there. And then we met some other people from New York that ended up partaking in other recreational activities that I became friends with
nice.
As well.
When the couple that Dallas and I met on vacation, we met them in Tuscany, and then they ended up going to the Amalfi Coast the same time we did. So we hung out with them again there. Like, we rented a boat for the day together, and they're from Texas. And even when we came home, like, we still talk on Facebook.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. So Amanda and I, when we honeymooned, we met another couple who, and it's funny how it works, because we went to St. Martin and we saw them like at the resort. And I was like, I could tell that he was goofy, kind of like me. He was like holding a drink over her head and like dripping the condensation was mm-hmm. falling on her head while she was sleeping. And, like, I chuckled, you know. And then we saw them out and I was like, all right, I'm going to go make my move. You know, like, hey, what are you guys doing here? They were on their honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
her second marriage. And then we ended up getting to be friends with them, hung out with them the entire trip, stayed friends with them on Facebook. And then, like, in a strange series of events, like, they live in the same town that Sandy Hook happened.
Oh, wow.
And so we got married in 11, and I want to say Sandy Hook happened like in 13, maybe, you know,
12.
The 12. And I remember just like reaching out to her and him and being like, you guys, I can't imagine, like, you know, the pain there.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get
up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So, being from Florida, I have a lot of friends that work for Disney, and including the head person who makes all the decisions on who to hire for the cast.
Wow.
So, Manny, you mentioned that you saw something, you know how Facebook kind of populates, if a friend likes something, then you might see what I liked.
I saw that you liked the post, and I thought maybe you should read it to people because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So my friend posted on Facebook, for those of you who don't know, Disney is laying off 28,000 cast members. And this is a devastating blow to all of those who are affected, either by being laid off or knowing tons of people who are. If you still don't know, or we still don't know when this is going to end, but we are all one Disney. Cast members are hurting. If you want to help out, you can start planning a trip to Disney World. Disney is doing everything right with safety protocols, and there's no better time to come. We need tourism, and more importantly, we need you. To my fellow cast members, we are all in this together. If you need to vent, cry, or just drink, reach out, and I love you all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard, man. It's hard. I know a couple who just went to Disney, and they said besides having to wear the masks,
mm-hmm.
it was the best time to go.
Well, there's probably, I mean, I don't know what capacity they're at, 30% or 50%. But most of it's outside. You know, you're walking around outside.
Yeah.
And if they really, I haven't been, obviously, during the pandemic, but if they really are following all these protocols and, you know, being safe, I mean, hey. People were going to Panthers games. Why not Disney?
I saw photos and videos inside Disney. I mean, they're saying that person said it's safe. It don't look it.
Well,
it looks like they're around all the big attractions.
That's the thing.
It is
still
crowded.
Yeah.
You still have to wait in lines.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
It's crowded.
She said, let me make it clear. There's lines, especially for the most popular rides. But mm-hmm. like walking through the park in general, you're not dodging people left and right like you would be during a non-pandemic
yeah.
mm-hmm. year. So that's easier. But yeah, there are lines and there are crowds and stuff, but you know,
I also kind of feel like if you go to Disney, you're okay. Like you just you're gambling it. You're like, well, you know, if I get it, at least I'm at the most magical place in the world.
How can you be mad at Mickey for handing you coronavirus?
I would make all the Disney characters wear masks, like the with the big heads.
Yeah,
I think that'd be really funny.
Big giant masks. Yeah.
Daffy Duck walks, waddles out in a mask.
Also, it was announced overnight, speaking about closing down, I was reading an article earlier this morning that Regal Theaters are going to close down indefinitely now.
Well, but I thought at one point AMC said if they weren't going to open by summer, they'd close. They're still trucking.
Yeah, well, the thing is, here's what happened. A lot of governors allowed their theaters to open in different states.
Okay.
And the theaters did. But the movie companies are not releasing new movies. So these theaters are open and showing
old
like
movies.
Empire Strikes Back, yeah. Anniversary Series, Hocus Pocus, and nobody's coming.
Yeah.
You know, and they need big movies to draw people to the theater.
I have to be honest, if I'm going to gamble it, it's got to be worth it.
Like so Disney.
Right. I'm not going to the movies for an old movie.
Yeah, you're not going to see Top Gun.
No.
You want to go see Top Gun 2, not 1.
Exactly.
I know, I get it, and it sucks, and I feel bad. We know people that work at these theaters, too.
Oh, yeah.
It all just sucks.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So we got this DM, and this person thinks that they shouldn't have to do something. And Loren, I know you're going to agree with them, but I vehemently disagree. I'll tell you why, and then you can hate me after. Coming up in 5. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So we get a DM from Lila, and she was telling us that she asked a guy out on a date, and he said, yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah.
And she said that she was wondering, what is the customary norm here? Do I pay for his dinner since I asked him out? And I immediately responded and said, of course you do. And then I was like, oh, you know who would disagree with me? I was like, I shouldn't have responded so quickly. Loren probably should have saw this message. And that's when I was like, we got to talk about it.
Hmm.
Because she doesn't know what's normal. She's the one who asked him out. And so I responded to Lila and said, if you did the asking, you do the paying. That's just the deal.
I would agree with that. I think the offer should be made. I don't think he's going to let her do it. Mm-hmm. That's where my thought goes, is like, hey, say, hey, I asked you out, my date, my treat.
Uh-huh.
And he'll say, no way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think over there?
I think this is the test.
It's a test?
I think it's a test. I think, all right, you asked him out. Obviously, there was some chemistry there. Maybe he didn't have the guts to ask you out. And now you're on this date, and you offer to pay. But if he lets you pay, there's probably not a second date.
So it's all a big trick. Let him go ahead and you pay, but never talk to him again.
You really think that?
Yeah.
Huh.
I knew it. When I immediately responded, I sent the message. I was like, oh, I should have got Loren to be. Should have got Loren to look at this.
You never know, by the way, when you DM the MR at the MRL show on Insta, Facebook, or like even DM us on Twitter, like you never know who's going to respond.
Yeah, it's always going to be one of us.
It's going to be one of us. Normally we sign our name to it. Did you sign your name to that or did you sign Loren's name?
No, I just signed. I didn't sign our name. It was just a reply back from us. So, wow, it's a big test for you, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
General rule, though, I think is if whoever asks the person out should do or at least offer to pay.
I agree with that. You should at least offer to pay. But again, like I said, if you let me pay, there might not be a date two.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's going to be like, Jesus, I'm going to go on the gravy train. Hey, can I make more requests?
Yeah, no.
How about the Palm next weekend and you pay?
Still to come.
It's a pretty funny poll that came out. I think MSN did this poll. It's common, ordinary things that adults can't do. Like, what common skill do you struggle with? I've said it 1,000 times. My wife struggles riding a bike, bless her heart. But we want you to get to us right now, 704-570-9595. We're going to start the conversation now. What common skill do you struggle with? And we'll see if yours is on the list.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So MSN put out an article, what common skill do you struggle with? The first one, we all struggle with it, the three of us.
Okay.
And probably it extends out to producer Nicole. who, by the way, is wearing normal look this morning. No more paying off the bet after last week.
Oh, man.
If you don't know what we're talking about, head over to At the MRL Show on our socials and go see Nicole dressed up as a as a blogger chick all last week. But the number one thing that most people struggle with is easy math.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's the number one skill, followed by swimming.
Yeah, it looks, when you see me swimming, it's violent.
I can attest to that. I've gone to the beach with Roy. I thought he was drowning.
Are the lifeguards always looking out?
When I get on poles, like, lifeguards stand. Like, they're like, is he okay? Are you good?
What are you doing? That's the struggle.
I can swim. Well, one, because I got... Because I got fat, I do float. There's a little buoyancy to me. But if I do have to get from one side of the pool to the other, I have to swim.
Right.
And that process, I'm splishing and splashing and throwing my arms around.
Looks like five people are horseplaying. Yeah.
The whole pool's rocking in waves after I get done.
No horseplaying. Oh, wait, that's just Roy Boy.
It's just him getting to the other side of the pool.
Riding a bike made the list, so Amanda can be happy. My wife can be happy about that. These are common skills that you struggle with. That was next on the list. This is funny. Doing a cartwheel or a handstand.
Really?
Never been able to do one in my entire life.
Can you do one, Manny?
I think I can do. I can't do a handstand. I could cartwheel.
Okay.
Want to see me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, this is my cartwheel.
I can't wait to see you cartwheel. This room is not big enough for you to cartwheel.
It really is not.
You're going to hit your legs against our face.
And you're coming over by us.
So you can see me.
Okay.
Well, worst location for a cartwheel. What are you doing? You're going to fall if you do it here.
Well, here, go ahead. You can use my microphone so we can hear you fall.
All right. Rate my cartwheel.
All right. I mean, he's tossing. Oh!
His feet never even made it over the butt. Hands went down, feet tried to go up.
Can I tell what it looked like you did? It looks like you jumped off a diving board into the ground. That's what it looked like you just did.
Yeah, you didn't see anything. I nailed my leg. I'll do it outside in the hallway after, because I can nail one.
If you can do a cartwheel, you could really probably do it in this room. It's narrow, but the whole idea of a cartwheel is to stay right on top of yourself.
Oh. I don't know if I'll be able to walk, never mind a cartwheel. I nailed my ankle on the counter.
Is there anything like... somebody texted in, I believe it was 980, that said parallel parking, and I struggle with that.
Oh. Parallel parking's not on the list, but there's another driving issue that people have.
Not knowing to do when you get to a four-way stop, all hell breaks loose.
That's so true.
Driving in reverse.
Oh, I can't do that.
What do you mean? How can you not drive in reverse? You got backup cameras now.
So can I tell you something? Even with a backup camera, like one of my cars has the lines on the backup camera. That I can do. You take away the lines... I'm in the bushes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand it. When I turn left, the car goes right. When I turn right, the car goes left.
I don't know what it is. I just can't figure it out.
The last one, these are common skills that people struggle with, the most common skills. The last one's typing.
Hmm.
And even though we're in an era right now where everybody's typing, I think I still kind of have to look at the keyboard to find out exactly where my letter is.
You do not type well. I can attest. Yeah. You may make a lot of misspellings. You're constantly hitting the backspace, but it's okay.
Did you take typing classes in school?
You
failed
did.
That class, huh?
I don't know if it was pass fail. I think it was like a
C's get degrees.
Yeah, I think it was just like a thing that we all had to do.
Remember when they had to put the cover over the keyboard and you couldn't see what you were typing?
Well, back when we did it in the early 90s when I was in high school, they put whiteout over the keys and we would scratch the whiteout off just a little bit so I'd be able to see the L.
Oh,
the
you mean it wasn't on a typewriter?
Yeah, what's the home row?
The home row is the ASDF.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember my teacher going, keep your hands on the home row. We go, what'd you call us?
Well, one.
God.
I went to an all boys school, bro. It was brutal.
That's funny. That took me a second. Well, I remember my keyboard teacher was adamant about using the pinky. And my pinky, I'm showing Manny in the studio, is not fluid.
It's like double jointed. It pops when you move it.
You ever see someone charm a snake and the snake come out of the pot? That's what Roy's pinky looks like. It's a snake coming out.
My pinky doesn't have full motion.
Stop doing that. You're freaking me out.
So she was so adamant, like, no, you use your key to type Q. You need the pinky. I'm like, I'm never typing Q. What words have Q?
I know.
Who cares about the the queue.
704 is funny. Speaking about typing, 704 says, I struggled to sign my name. It looks like a five-year-old signature. I'm guilty of that, too. My signature is, my penmanship's awful. It just really is. I cannot cut any type of cooked meat. My husband always helps me do it so he doesn't have to watch me struggle. The kicker, I went to culinary school.
Ooh. Against the grain. Do it against the grain, y'all. Wow.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's talk with Brad. Brad, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, Bradley, we're happy to have you. We're doing very well, and you have some big things going on in your life.
Oh, absolutely. I am getting married this weekend. The nerves did not set in until this morning.
Aww.
I get married in 5 days.
All right, Bradley.
I am freaking out, man.
Do you want to run? Buddy, we'll go. Where do you want to go?
No.
Man.
What's your biggest concern, Bradley? Because Loren and I have been married. Roy's about to get married in two or 5 years. We're not sure.
We'll just keep delaying it.
My biggest concern is nothing to do with the relationship whatsoever. My relationship is absolutely perfect. I'm marrying my best friend, and it couldn't be any better. But I am very, very clumsy, especially whenever I get nervous. I stutter real, real bad. And I completely, like, fall all over myself. So, and we're doing it at Ocean Isle Beach on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
So I just have this image of me just walking down and just, like, completely making a fool of myself. And, man, I am, like, the nerves are in.
Can I give you some advice, Bradley? Some advice that helped me when I got into radio and I was afraid. I was a shy kid in high school, and I was always afraid to be that personality, you know, the guy talking all the time. I was always afraid of that.
Yeah.
And the best advice that someone gave me is that no one is expecting you to be anything that you're not. Like, they are expecting you to make mistakes. They are expecting you to not speak correctly at every second. No one's perfect. You just be you. You know, if you're going to say something funny and stupid, that's you. Great. Be funny and stupid.
I think he's probably, I mean, he said fall. Are you truly afraid that you're going to, like, bust face on the way down the aisle?
I mean, not necessarily. I get very clumsy. So, kind of a little bit of like a backstory. Whenever I proposed to my girlfriend, now fiance, I was shaking so bad that the ring actually fell out of the box. So whenever I
went
to give her the ring, my first reaction was, "Holy crap! Where did that ring just go?"
Bradley, that's such a cool story, dude. That's like when I cut down to propose to Sterling and I needed his help getting back up.
He tore a ligament in his knee.
But Bradley, honestly, don't drop the ring in the sand this time. It's harder to find in the sand.
I mean, no promises.
Bradley's,
I'm pretty sure if I do that, I'm probably a dead man anyway.
What's your wife's name?
Her name is Jessica.
Bradley, when you go to kiss Jessica, when they say you may now kiss the bride, whatever you do, don't punch her by accident. That'll be...
I was just about to say that as well. I was like, it's my luck. I'm just going to punch her right in the jaw and just call it a day.
The headbutt.
It's your day, Bradley. It's your big day. You and Jessica, everybody that's going to be there is going to be watching you. So you do whatever you want to do, like kind of just riding on what Roy said.
Meanwhile, Jessica is like, this is my day. I've been dreaming about this since I was 12 years old. Don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
Like, no pressure.
Yeah, but
right?
Jessica finds Bradley attractive because of his clumsiness.
Course,
I guarantee
course.
You that.
Right.
You know? So I think you're going to be fine. And are you doing a rehearsal?
Not really. We're doing like a quick run through rehearsal, like an hour beforehand.
Bradley, you can't rehearse live.
Where to go because everybody's coming in from out of town.
Yeah, screw it. I love it. Now, who needs to practice? You say I do.
Exactly, right?
Right.
203 said, I'm freaking out too because it's supposed to rain this weekend.
Okay, well, now that is an area to be concerned about.
828 says, I'm getting married on Saturday as well. Congratulations to him.
Aww.
But you can get tense if it rains.
Is this Jessica? We may know who you're marrying.
Isn't it, they say it's good luck if it rains on your wedding day?
Yeah.
Which is what people say
I've heard that, but I really don't want it to rain.
No.
That's just more added stress.
Yeah.
If it does, you know what it does around here? It rains, and then you get a couple hours with no rain, then it'll rain again.
Well, he's getting married at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah. Well, listen, man, good luck to you. Just have fun, relax, do you, and call us next week and let us know how you screwed up. I mean, how it went.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, thank y'all so much.
And thanks for listening, Bradley. It says that you downloaded the app so you don't ever miss the show. You're a huge fan, and we really appreciate it.
Yep, I do, man. I'm a great big fan, and I look
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You guys every single morning.
That means the world to us. Thank you so much, and we're so happy for you. Keep us posted, bud.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
There goes Bradley. Okay. Good luck, Bradley. Now, let's find somebody else who's getting married on Saturday to play Can't Beat Loren. Maybe it'll be a good luck charm if you beat her.
Yeah, maybe Jessica will call in, his wife or whatever.
And at least you'll have a ton of cheer wine to hand out to everyone because you win cheer wine for a year.
There you go.
All right. Can't Beat Loren coming up next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, this is Lakia in Taylorsville trying to take down Loren.
Yep, that's me.
Hey, Lakia, let's play Can't Beat Loren and see how you do today.
Sounds good.
All right, throw her out of the studio so maybe we can throw you a year's supply of Cheerwine for free.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren's putting her headphones down. Lakia, our first-time Can't Beat Loren contestant, going to take down the pop princess as she is now out of the studio and can no longer hear the questions.
All right, here we go. Lakia in Taylorsville. Question number one. The cast of Laguna Beach is going to reunite. If 500 fans register to vote or simply just check the registration box, this would be the first time ever that the cast would reunite. What network did the show originally air on? Laguna Beach.
MTV.
Blake Shelton showed his love for his girlfriend with a sweet message on social media as she celebrated her 51st birthday over the weekend. Who is his girlfriend?
Gwen Stefani.
She's a holla back girl. Demi Lovato's ex-fiance is continuing to air their dirty laundry out on social media. In fact, he compared himself to Ariana Grande's ex-fiance, saying they were both used as PR stunts. Who's Ariana Grande? Who was Ariana Grande engaged to?
Pete Davidson.
And SNL debuted this weekend with a live audience hosted by a comedian and former cast member during the Farley Sandler years. Do you know who hosted this weekend?
Geez, Will Ferrell.
Question five. This actress who plays Gloria on Modern Family is, once again, Hollywood's highest paid TV actress. What's her name, the actress?
I don't know. It's like Maria something. I don't know.
All right, come on in, Loren.
All right, Lorraine's coming back into the studio.
How did Lakia do?
Lakia got three correct.
Okay.
All right, not bad, Lakia. Let's see how Ren does. The cast of Laguna Beach is going to reunite if 500 fans register to vote or simply at least check the registration box. This would be the first ever cast reunion. What network did that show air on?
MTV.
1-1.
Blake Shelton showed his love for his girlfriend with a sweet message on social media as she celebrated her 51st birthday over the weekend. I can't believe she's 51, and who is she?
Me neither. Gwen Stefani.
2-2.
Demi Lovato's ex-fiance is continuing to air their dirty laundry on social media. In fact, he compared himself to Ariana Grande's ex-fiance, saying they were both used as PR stunts. Yeah. Who is Ariana Grande engaged to, Loren?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if you get these two right. SNL debuted this weekend with a live audience hosted by comedian and former cast member during the Farley Sandler years. I know you know this because you watched it, so it's not fair.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, that's right.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lakia said Will Ferrell. It's 4-3.
Loren texted me. She's like, oh, Maney loves this one skit, and I did love it.
Oh, this one skit. I knew you would love it.
All right, question five, Loren. This actress who plays Gloria on Modern Family is once again Hollywood's highest paid TV actress.
Sofia Vergara.
That is correct. Final score 5-3 because she did not get that one.
She said Maria.
Oh, she just has a fun name to say.
Yep.
All right, Lakia, I'm so sorry. It's not quite a win. You know what we want to hear before we let you go.
This is Lakia from Taylorsville, North Carolina, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Molly back on with the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show. If you don't remember, Molly hasn't spoken to her dad in 10 years because after Molly's mom passed, shortly after, her dad got engaged with someone else. She got upset. She left. They haven't spoken in years. We reconnected the two, and it did not go well.
You were supposed to go to therapy, and your dad maybe was going to join you in therapy. What kind of an update do you have for us here about a month after the last time we talked to you both on the air?
So I have been going to therapy. My dad has not joined me. I've reached out to him twice since I talked to him with you guys. And I texted him once and just said, hey, I just wanted to check in with you, see how you are, see if you wanted to talk. Just, you know, radio silence. I didn't hear anything back. And then I texted him again and just, you know, kind of the same thing. And again, no response.
So at this point, are you like done reaching out? Like, because in my head, Molly, I have to be honest with you, I lost my dad when I was 19. And if he was around today, like my dad and I had had some blowout arguments. Like we went 6 months without not speaking at some point. And I wish I could take that back. And that was just 6 months, not 10 years. So like in my eyes, kind of, you have, like, if my dad was around, I would just keep trying if I had that moment back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I want to keep trying. I just have not had any responses from him.
You can only swing and miss so many times before your natural instinct is to be like, you know what? Screw off.
I know. But then, like, God forbid something happens to your dad and you always say, like, oh, what if I should have pushed harder? Like, maybe I did go about it the wrong way.
I see both sides. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, he's the parent. He should be the one putting the parent pants on and fixing this.
And sometimes that's just not how life works. Like, sometimes the kids have to step into that parental role.
I mean, clearly he's not, you know, the best parent here that we're dealing with, so.
But he's clear. I mean, his actions the last time we spoke to him were disgusting, right?
Right, that's what I'm thinking in my head right now.
He
goes,
terrible.
Typical Molly.
I know.
Showing up, you know, what do you need this time?
I know, but there's something to be said, too, where he's clearly hurt in this situation. And I just really wish I could get the two of you to agree to, like, sit down with a therapist and, like, try to hash it out. Like, even if it doesn't work, at least you exhausted all the resources.
Yeah, hurt people, and you both are hurt, and you're hurting each other.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, Loren, I didn't even think about that. You're bringing up a really good point about your dad. Like, lucky for me, I haven't lost my dad. My dad's still here, about to celebrate his 80th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, would I feel different about the situation? Because I'm sitting over here on this side thinking, screw him. Like,
right.
Molly, you're a great girl. Move on. You don't need him. But, like, you as the daughter of someone who doesn't have their dad anymore thinks it's important.
Yeah, and I know I just mentioned this about not talking to my dad for 6 months, but, like, my dad and I had a blowout argument. Lord only knows what it was about. I don't remember the details on how we got into the argument, but we didn't speak for 6 months. We were living under the same roof, and then my dad had a heart attack and needed to have a stent put in. And that is, like, when I was like, holy crap, this is so stupid. Like, this is some dumb stuff, and I need to make this right. Like, if I would have lost him at that moment where we were not speaking, I would have never forgiven myself.
So, Molly, after hearing all of that, like, what do you think? Where do you stand?
I don't know. I want to talk to him. I just wish that he would reach out to me.
I don't think that's going to happen,
I don't
though.
Either.
Do you... Here we go. Do you want to
try it again?
Because that went so well.
I kind of want to see what grumpy reaction your dad has today if we call him. But do you want to see if we take a quick break, play a couple songs here, and maybe Nicole can get him on? And this time we'll do the talking and, like, maybe try?
I mean, that might work better.
All right, Molly. Let's see if we can make some progress here. We'll play a song and see if we can get your dad, Kyle, on the phone with the Maney Roy on the Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Molly gave us permission to call her dad, Kyle, and see if we could try to bridge these two together. Remember, they haven't spoken in 10 years, and the last time we did talk to him, he hung up on us. And surprisingly, he did agree off the air for us to broadcast this and get him on the radio. Kyle, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for coming back on. I can already sense in your voice you are a little less on guard than you were the last time we called you.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of time to think, so yeah, a little bit less. I'm not blindsided this time.
Tell him what you told us, Loren. I think it's important for him to hear this.
Yeah, listen, I think it's really important that the two of you try to mend the fences. I lost my dad when I was 19, and I would give anything to have a relationship and have him here in my life with my children, for him to see his grandchildren. And I just, obviously you're both hurt. Obviously there's some stuff that needs to be worked out and maybe some things that need to be said or written down. But I truly, in my heart of hearts, just think that it would be such a shame for you guys not to give everything to try to mend this relationship.
I mean, here's my thing with it is that, you know, she had 10 years to reach out. You know, I just lost my wife. I mean, that was very hurtful.
You have to remember, too, she had just lost her mom, and then she's seeing you with somebody else very, you know, quickly. Like, there's a lot of animosity between the two of you that I feel like can, like, just talking it out or just agreeing to disagree on it could be helpful, possibly.
Here's why I haven't reached back out to you, because she's had 10 years. Why now? And why is it going to be different? I don't want to be hurt like that again. I mean, that was devastating 10 years ago. You know, I mean, that's my daughter.
Well,
it was extremely hurtful, you know, and I need to protect myself. I don't want that to happen again. And nothing indicates that it's going to be different from the last time.
Is that worth never having her part of your life ever again? That seems like that's a very deeper pain.
I mean, I want her to be part of my life, but in the same instance as well, I have to protect, you know, myself. I don't know if I could go through another heartbreak like that.
Well, let's bring her in. Let's bring her back. Kyle, here is your daughter, Molly. Good morning, Molly, again.
Hey, guys.
Okay, you heard Dad. You were on hold. What do you think?
I feel like, I don't know, just like, I just kind of want to forget it.
Whoa.
Forget what?
What?
What do you mean forget it?
We just had a breakthrough,
I feel like it just like sounds like the same old stuff.
This is what I was afraid of, Molly. Like, what do you want me to do?
I don't want to always, like, be the person that has to reach out to you. Like, I want you to take some initiative and reach out to me. And I don't want to have to be, like, the parent in the relationship. It's exhausting.
I mean, you had 10 years to reach out to me. And then when you finally chose to, you blindsided me on the radio. You know, that's why.
I couldn't get a hold of you any other way. And I was really hurt. I had to track down where you lived.
You know what?
Have your address.
They're focusing on all the small things, right? Not the big things.
Yeah.
You're letting all the small things get in the way. That's just bullcrap.
We just had a conversation with your dad that went way better than the conversation a month ago.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction,
I would think.
The point is you two are talking after 10 years of not talking. Let's focus on that. How cool is that?
Maybe you guys should write a letter to each other.
It is nice to hear your voice again and stuff. I mean, you know, I have missed you.
Look at that.
I think we clapped over the biggest part of the whole segment. What did you say, Molly?
I said I've missed you too.
Oh, there we go.
Yay.
Another clap. Lord be praised thee.
I hope that you guys don't have to go another 10 Christmases, 10 birthdays, 10 special moments without each other.
Me too.
I want you guys to work it out. I hope the best. We'll leave you on hold to talk.
Okay.
I wish there was something more we could do for you. Kyle, why don't you reach out to her?
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, and then you guys just talk things out. But we are moving in the right direction.
Okay, I'll reach out this week, within the week, Molly.
Okay.
Wow. All right, I'm going to let Kyle go. Thanks, Kyle. Thank you again for coming on with us, and good luck with everything, okay? This will be the last time you hear from us. We're out.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right. Stream us. You're in Florida. How'd that feel?
Good.
See, when you stop allowing, what you both were doing is putting up all these walls. I've done that before, too. You know, you put up all these walls because you don't want to tackle the main issue. And you guys were so focused on that. But if you pull that down, you go after what you're really hurt about, you work it out, and it should. Who knows? Maybe we're giving awful advice. Maybe there's a psychotherapist listening right now and be like, this is the worst.
Right.
Thing but who could think that went bad? Like, he agreed that he's going to reach out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, whether or not he does, that's a different story.
Right,
but now it's on him and Molly. I'm exhausted. It's not even my family. But we're happy for you. I feel like it's a good step.
Thank you.
All right, Molly. We'll put you back on hold. And just make sure they have everybody's information, Nicole. And hold his feet to the fire. Make sure Kyle's going to reach out to her. That's big to finish this off. But how about when we feel like we had a breakthrough with Kyle, and then she goes, I think I'm over it. And we're like, wait a minute.
There's just a lot of pain there. I know.
Hats off to Loren. I feel like you really moved the meter on that by putting yourself in that situation and bringing it to the light. Like, hey, my dad's not here right now. Like, you're lucky.
Really? You think so? Because I'm not getting so much love on the text messages.
Oh, no. All right. Well, we'll read those text messages and get other reaction on Molly and her dad, Kyle, not speaking after 10 years. Maybe a breakthrough. What are people saying about Loren? We'll find out in just about 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So we just had Molly and her dad on, and this is it. This is going to be the last time we discuss this. It's been a 2-month episode with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, but people wanted to know what was going on with Molly, so we reached out to her last week for an update, and she's like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know? But her dad, Kyle, who she hasn't spoken to in 10 years, and Molly had a breakthrough today. And I think it has a lot to do with you, Loren, like you putting it out there that your dad has passed away and what you wouldn't pay to still have time with dad.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody obviously agrees with me. A lot of people were texting in and saying, like, the difference between my situation and Molly's situation is that my dad was receptive and open to a reconciliation, and hers clearly is not. But I don't know if that's necessarily true either. And trust me, you don't know all the details. My dad is as hard-headed as I am. And when we sat down to talk about it, neither one of us wanted to be wrong.
Yeah.
And it took some time and it took some work. But, you know, and our differences weren't nearly as big as what's going on with Molly. But I don't know. I just feel like even if that was the situation with my dad, I would have tried to make it, you know, happen.
910 says, Loren, you were awesome in that situation. I definitely felt what you were saying. I lost my dad. And if we'd been in the same situation like that, it would have killed me. I also like 980, who goes different perspective. I'm glad my dad's not here. We couldn't be more different politically. Ooh. We definitely wouldn't be talking right now. R.I.P. Dad.
Okay.
It's like he's better off dead than being alive.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I feel the same way about my grandfather.
That's a tough crowd.
My grandfather would be nuts right now with what's going on in the world. Like, women vote? Yeah, Grandpa. We had a black president? Yeah, Grandpa. And guess what? A woman ran for president, too. She lost. Yeah.
Shocked.
He's rolling over. If we took out his coffin right now, his skeleton would be upside down. Roy, you said we could be giving horrible advice during that segment.
Yes, and I was concerned that, you know, there's probably therapists listening to the show going, shut up. You're causing more harm than good.
Good news. A 704 number says, I'm a psychotherapist, Roy, and you gave great advice. They are both hurt and putting up protective barriers with each other.
Yeah. Tear them down. Let's feel emotions. Let's cry.
I love what Lorenz said in other text messages. It's so true. We're never guaranteed tomorrow, so don't take things for granted today. And there you have it, you guys. And now the other thing that we're getting text to us, like, hey, can you maybe put my brother and I back together? My brother and I haven't spoken in over 8 years, and we live in the same town.
Listen, it didn't go so well this time around. You really don't want us, like, trying to hook people back up.
I like the idea. Let's be the connecting show. I loved hiring investigators.
I know.
That was cool.
We didn't hire them. They did it for free.
You know what I mean. Using investigators. I thought it was cool.
You know, Maury Povich made a living, and I thought it was going to be one episode. Like, are you the dad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do they make that more than one episode? They made it years. This show's been on for 50 years.
Maybe there's a lot of people who need to reconnect with family.
Oh, you want to go down that road?
No, no, I wasn't asking. I was just literally asking you in the room. I wasn't asking our audience.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, listen, maybe we'll do one a month or something like that. We have to put a limit on it for sure. But congratulations to Molly and her dad. If you missed anything that we're talking about, grab the podcast 24/7, wherever you listen to podcasts. The MRL Show replay is always up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Mandy Moore on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Producer Nicole, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. NC State finally won. They looked like a completely different team on Saturday than they did last week, so that was a little frustrating.
Yeah, you needed them to play well last Saturday so that you didn't lose your bet to Loren, where she got to dress you like a blogger and very femme clothes all week.
Yep, and now I'm in a sweatshirt, and I don't think I've changed out of a sweatshirt since after work on Friday.
Are you wearing deodorant?
I'm wearing deodorant.
All right.
So you went out in public. Did a lot of people stop you and give you crap for your week of dressing?
Yeah, you know, a couple people did, and it was more like all in good fun than anything. Like, because I think on Saturday I just had like a t-shirt and I was wearing Vans, and I have this new like necklace bandana that I'm kind of into right now. So I was doing that with my hair up, and one of the bartenders just goes, where's your earrings? I was like,
where's your look?
Gone. It was last week. It's living on the internet, and that is it.
Yeah, kiss95.1.com or at the MRL Show on our socials to go see Nicole dressed up. On Friday, though, you got a lot of positive comments after we got off the air. Someone says, or more than one person say this, Loren, that they want to lose a bet to you so that you can dress them.
Yes, I got a lot of requests to know where things were bought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Someone named Denim Cheek Gal said, I see you, Nicole Weaver, on the last picture, finally thinking, OMG, this effing week is finally over. I thought that was funny. Thank you for that comment. Let's see. She slayed all these looks. I'm loving the outfit.
Slayed. You slayed, Nicole. You slayed.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Yeah.
You did look great. I mean, with the exception of maybe the little black dress day, and you look great. You just clearly felt so awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward because I don't think I've ever sucked in more in my entire life, and I don't understand female fashion and why people openly choose it.
She came in and said, oh my god, I have boobs.
Also, she's dying to have another bet with you where you have to dress like her.
Yeah.
A reversal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this time I'm going to do my research, and I'm not betting on NC State anytime soon.
You know what, Nicole? Yeah. You're a true fan.
Yeah, smart move, producer Nicole.
Still to come.
Speaking of Instagram, it's funny. So many people have so many interesting bios on their Instagram, and a lot of them are super clever and super creative. Like mother, God lover, barely living. You know, like people have some funny sayings on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like mine is husband, dad, cocktail lover. And I want to know like your funny Instagram bios. 704-570-9595. Read them, or you can DM us, or you can even text us. 704-570-9595. We'll read a couple of the funny ones coming up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Is a Insta bio important to you? Like,
no,
what?
I don't even know what mine is. I have no clue what my Instagram bio is.
I think mine's just like.
Don't read Roy's, Loren.
Oh,
no, hang
Roy.
On. Don't do it.
No, go. Hurry.
Wait, hang on. I gotta change it.
No.
Oh, no. You're gonna make fun of me.
Radio host, real estate agent. I was once on a reality TV show.
What's Weavers? Let's Weavers see. Is going to be deep.
Probably some deep a lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
the troubled
you.
Water of new bridges rise. Something like what?
Look all around. That lyric.
Nicole's just says, producer, keep going.
Keep going.
Oh, you're hurt. You poor thing.
What? That's... I literally say that in pretty much everything I do.
Keep
That's my
going.
Saying.
Do you change it weekly?
No.
No.
I don't think I've changed it.
Roy, what's Lorenz?
By the way, I want to ask Nicole, at what point do you change the link, or is it always going to be the Black Lives Matter thing?
It will always be the Black Lives Matter.
I love it. Okay. Let's go to Lorenz.
Oh, boy. Mine's yeah, serious. Man. It's not like, it's like actually my resume.
Yeah, that's what I have on mine, too.
One-third of the Mandy Moore and the Rim morning show, MRL show, to all the F words. It's almost like she once was on our show, got canned, and went to all the F-words.
Podcast or your blog.
Yeah, our blog. Yeah. That's how it reads. Because, you know, people do that when they travel. They're like, Charlotte to New York.
Brag about your bio. 704-570-9595. Someone says, too weird to live, too rare to die.
Love that. By the way, I went to Lorenz's blog, and that's a whole different Instagram bio. Which, by the way, you have too many accounts.
I know. Then my son's account's on there. It's a whole thing.
This is radio host and blogger, hashtag boy mom to the Daily Cash and Jax, former hashtag NFL Dolphins cheer and NBA at the Honeybees, Miss PA USA 2008, top five at Miss USA. And then it has a link to, I guess, your latest article.
Hashtag humble brag.
Humble brag.
Let's see. Someone says, I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
That's their bio?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I will go into survival mode if tickled. I'm a force to be reckoned with, .. I reckon.
Okay.
Let's see. Someone said, I'm starting to like this whole Instagram thing, which is weird because I hate pictures. Some of these are funny.
Yeah.
I joined Insta to get away from the annoying people on Facebook. That's a good one, too. I'm not smart. I just wear glasses in my photos.
That's good. It's almost like your dating profile. You know, you got to come up with something good.
Someone put, I have on mine, paper cut survivor.
Sometimes I feel like on dating apps, though, like people try too hard.
Yeah. You just got to be funny. Like paper cut survivor is funny. Like,
yeah.
You know, like little toe bashing survivor, whatever. You know what I mean? Like something like everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
My friend Colin's bio is cupcakes are just gay muffins. I always love that line. It's so good.
704 says mine is I'm not sure how many problems I have because math is one of them. That's really funny.
That's funny. That is funny.
Someone says it's not my bio, but my Insta handle is hit me baby one more with an E time more referencing my last name.
I like that. That's good. Well, listen, I've changed my Instagram handle like five times.
Did you?
I can't ever pick a name.
Put this one. 980 says mine is insert pretentious stuff about me here. These are funny, man. So a lot of you guys are funny. I wonder if like there's a generator online that you could just go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my friend, I know my friend copies and pastes jokes on his Facebook page.
Like trying to pass them off as his own.
Yeah, from a website. And I commented on it and I go, dude, what website are you getting these from? He goes, what? You don't think I can make these up? I was like, no, they're just, it's very like cookie cutter to like mm-hmm. what the day is. You know what I mean? Very simple stuff. But anyway. All right. Coming up after 9, Roy broke some news with us on Friday and we need to get an update, bud. Okay. We need to know how things went with your new service dog.
Okay. Well,
Didn't something arrive in the mail?
It did. Okay, it did.
And how did that go? We have to find out.
It didn't go well. But not for the reason you think.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So on Friday, Roy, you broke some news to us. You are getting a service dog.
Yeah, I'm going to make Callie a service dog. The one that I rescued from North Mech Animal Rescue, who some people claim that she needs therapy herself, a therapy dog herself.
And that person that claims it is you.
Well.
Like, well.
She has grown so much. and she's going to be trained. And what's here's the way I look at it. Worst case scenario, she gets some training.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if she's not doesn't qualify to wear the service dog vest, at least she's got a little training.
She's got a little training.
All right. Now, you want to get her to become a service dog so that you can take her places for a medical issue that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, are you getting the vest? And you said, yes, it's arriving on Saturday.
Because a lot of the training has to be done in public. So you want to make sure she's properly identified. We get it in the mail. Well, one, it comes a day late, so I'm already annoyed over that.
Oh, okay.
But then we get it. And they sent away. It's massive. It's a massive vest. It swallows her. I mean, it's like they thought that I have a German Shepherd, which, by the way, is a real service dog.
That's like the common dog.
Yeah.
Don't you pick the size when you order it?
I thought I told them. Here's the thing. They asked how many inches her chest is. I don't know how many inches her chest is.
So you just guessed?
Well, they gave me options. I'm like, it seems like maybe her inches would be this. I don't know.
Clearly you were wrong.
I'm not getting a tape measure and measuring my dog's chest.
Yeah, she's not going to stand for that. She won't let me get near her. But she will wear the vest.
So we already have to get the smaller size, and now we're going for that. And
did you try it on her?
Yeah.
She didn't like it, did she?
She didn't mind. Because we put clothes on her sometimes.
Okay.
We put sweaters on her. And
well, I know like for some dogs that don't like thunderstorms or something called the Thunder Buddy, where it's like a tight jacket that they wear, which makes them supposedly less anxious. Mm-hmm.
And full transparency, she will not be a service dog if it's thundering. You're right. She needs a Thunder Buddy. Like she does not. She is running around the house panting, freaking out whenever it's storming outside.
Listen, you're one step closer because when I used to put clothes on Woofer, he used to just lay down and, like, pretend to be dead.
Yeah. Roy's going to have service clothes like we have clothes in our closet. If it's rainy, he's got to use this dog. Yep. If it's sunny out, he's got to use this dog. If it's hot, this dog is much better in the heat than the other two. You have to go in your closet and pull out different dogs to be your service dog. And by the way, my wife heard us do this discussion, and she's a friend of yours and listens to the show, and she goes, you know, he's just doing that so we could take her places. And I was like, oh, but yeah, totally. Totally. Well, that's so that she can get on a plane if he ever has to go on vacation.
That's what I thought.
That's not the only reason.
But it's one of the main reasons.
For the reasons that I need a service dog with me at all times, it'd be convenient if I could take her everywhere. Prime example. I went to Legion Brewing for to watch the Carolina Panthers, and I couldn't bring my dog in there because they got a kitchen.
Okay.
So, but what if I needed service from my dog? So,
and a drink and some food.
And so it would have been great for her to be certified and her to come in there with us.
But
they sent us service dog and training tags, which I thought was funny. And I didn't want to put the in training part on, but I guess that's vital so people know.
Yeah. So is she wearing any of that?
Well, no, because it doesn't fit. Oh, but they sent it like, hey, it's your service dog in training.
Oh, gotcha. That's what the vest says.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for us to get the training wheels off and we get the full deal here.
It's like a learner's permit.
Yeah.
And Sterling, how's he feeling about it?
Well, you know, when I notified him and let him know what was going on. No, I think he, one, is agreement of you guys of like, this is not going to work. This is going to fail miserably, but he does see my point of view of what's the worst that could happen.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm,
what's the worst?
And for the record, Loren and I think I speak for you too, Loren. Like we're pulling for you. We want this to work.
Yeah.
The thing is that how long have you had her? Callie,
three
your dog?
Years.
For the first 2 years and 11 months, it's been about how crazy she is and how nervous and anxious she is in public. That's why this is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But we've gotten so much progression in those 2 years and 11 months.
Okay. All right. Keep us updated on how it goes.
And by the way, whenever Sterling tells people the stupid thing that I'm doing, they're trying to get her to become a service dog, he then tells everyone every horrible story that she's ever done. Like, oh, yeah. Remember the time she pooped all over your bag in Myrtle Beach? And remember the time she's done this? I can't wait for her to be a service dog. I'm like, she's going to be trained. Give her time.
Roy, you had to get a cover for your couch. Because she
chewed it up. She was anxious. You know why? Because she wasn't with
me. She was anxious, exactly.
Because she wasn't with me. But if she's a service dog, she's with me at all times.
The dog needs therapy and a...
704 said the dog needs a service dog.
No, yeah. she had service ingrained in her from the beginning, which is why she never wants to leave my side.
Sterling's still waiting for her to poop out a bracelet that she ate. Let's take a line of phone calls because dogs are fun. Like dogs will eat stuff. And we want to know from you, what did your dog eat? And did you take it back after they got it back to you? 704-570-9595. What's the strange thing your dog ate?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. A lot of people are reaching out to you, Roy, about Callie, your service dog.
Yeah. Thank you. By the way, I'm very appreciative that you're referring to her to her proper name.
Callie, the service dog.
Yeah.
Someone says it sounds like Roy. Sounds like Roy is the service human for Callie.
We help each other. In areas that she's not great in, I'm great in.
She used to eat a lot of stuff, but, you know, she's come a long way, and she doesn't anymore. But your dog might eat things. And if your dog ate it, what was the weird thing your dog ate, and did you get it back?
704-570-9595. Let's talk with Beth and Charlotte. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Beth, what'd the dog eat?
My son's toy dinosaur.
How big was it?
I mean, like the palm of my hand. She was a Great Dane, and I found it in the yard. Yeah.
I'm willing to bet you didn't give that back to your son afterwards.
No.
What kind of dinosaur was it? It wasn't the Stegosaurus with all the spikes on its back, because that wouldn't have been easy.
Long neck.
Oh, the Brontosaurus. That's even worse. All right. Thanks. Beth is dying laughing about it, too.
Yeah.
We got a lot of text messages. My dog ate an 8x8 piece of carpet from his doghouse we built him and passed it whole.
Ooh.
Whole?
How?
Whole?
Do you remember the call we got? I'll have to go back and look at it in our archives about what the dog ate. The person that owned the dog washed it and then reused it.
Was it the dentures?
Oh.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes.
It was, I mean, ridiculous.
We'll take more of your calls and we'll try and dig this one out of the archive. 704-570-9595. We got more coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dogs eat the strangest things, and after they're done eating them, they usually pass them, and then the question is, do you use it again? And we got a phone call a while ago when we were talking about dogs and the bad behavior, and I can't find the audio, but Loren, what did the dog eat that they cleaned off and reused?
It was Grandpa's dentures, and the dog passed them in the yard, and they just boiled them to re-sanitize them and gave them right back.
Yeah, Pappy's still wearing them to this day. And I remember that call. The guy said that dentures are really expensive.
Yeah.
Someone said my dog ate a whole rotisserie chicken in less than a minute.
We were, we had Thanksgiving dinner a couple, I guess it was when I first moved to Charlotte, and we were at our buddy Timmy's house, and his dog took, we just finished the turkey and put it on the counter to let it cool, and the dog took the whole turkey.
Just like Christmas, Christmas Story.
It literally took it by the leg and it was gone.
Oh, it was so crazy. All right. We got a lot of people on the phones at 704-570-9595. Line 11, Roy.
All right. Let's welcome in Kendall to the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just calling to let you guys know what my wonderful dog chewed up.
What was that?
When he was about a year old, I had to run over to my parents' house, and my dad was petrified of him because he was a pit bull, and he was pretty big. So I left him in my car for about 30 minutes, not even that. It was probably more like 15, but in dog years, you know, that's like 300 years. I have all the windows down, and so he decided to chew up everything in my car.
Oh, my gosh.
The windshield wiper handle, the rearview mirror, my gear shift. There was one bag of trash that he just shredded from the front seat to the back seat. Like, everything was messed up.
How much damage? What was the cost, you know?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I only replaced my gear shift. I just put some duct tape on the windshield. The best part, when I got back to the car, he was just sitting in the front seat looking at me like, Mom, I have no idea what happened.
I swear to God, it was like this before you left.
Yeah, it for sure was.
Oh, that's great stuff. All right, thanks, Kendall.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, let's talk to Dustin in Gastonia. Hey, Dustin.
My dog actually ate the sheetrock in the walls of my house, like a hole straight through the wall.
I mean, was there something in there that she was chasing?
No, it was just she's chewed multiple walls. She likes the taste of sheetrock.
So you come home and there's huge bites of sheetrock taken out. Oh my gosh. Do you make her fix it?
I wish we could make her fix it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with dogs like that? You know what I mean? Like, how do you leave them in your house? Do you crate them when you're gone if they start doing that kind of stuff?
The best thing we found to do is actually put, like, pepper or some kind of hot spice where she's been eating. And when she goes back to do it again, she gets the pepper and she goes away from it.
Huh.
I think you're doing it all wrong, Dustin. I think this dog needs to have a DIY show.
Right? A demo show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Sassy.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebuild with Sassy.
Yeah.
Today, Sassy is going to demo a kitchen so that we can remodel it. Thanks, man.
All right. This is Timothy in Chester. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I have a pit lab mix, and he was staying over at my neighbor's house one day. And we came back, and he ate like a quarter of a four-wheeler motor.
Huh. Like the metal four-wheeler motor?
Yeah, like the metal motor, just like chunks missing out of it.
What? How? Oh, my God.
And the bad thing is he was a puppy, so I guess he was just teething really bad.
Yeah. Did you have to have it surgically removed?
Nah, he came out fine. Like, we took him to the vet and got him straight and everything, but he was fine. I don't see how. But.
Oh, Timothy's like, yeah, we just fired the dog up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Lorraine, what you got going on in the Hollywood?
So, of course, we've all been following Demi Lovato and her breakup with her fiancé. And now he's coming out, and things are getting even more bizarre, in my opinion. And he's saying that she used him for a PR, that it was a PR stunt, and that it was a calculated PR stunt, and that he is collateral damage just like Pete Davidson was.
And what's his name again?
Exactly. Max.
But not the Max that we play.
Right?
No.
The artist?
Enrich? Is that right, Nicole? Yeah.
Is it a publicity stunt, Nicole? You know all things Demi Lovato.
I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I don't.
She doesn't need him.
Yeah. I think that she met him in a very vulnerable place, and so that's why I think her feelings were sincere. I don't know where it went wrong, because, I mean, you only see what they post on social media, but he is going through some stuff.
I also don't think that Pete Davidson was a publicity stunt. I think that, like Nicole said, Ariana Grande was in a very vulnerable place. She liked the idea of somebody be like unconditionally loving them. And then when they come back to baseline, they realize like, oh, this is not the right relationship for me. And I even told Nicole this when Demi got engaged, I said, a lot of times when people get engaged very quickly, it's because the guy knows that he's out of his league and he's trying to lock it up before the girl realizes.
Amen.
Right.
That he's out of their league. So
that's so bad.
It is, but it's true. And I think that happened with both of them.
By the way, Pete Davidson was the opposite of a publicity stunt because when he talked about Ariana on SNL, that's when she broke up with him.
If anything, it was more of a publicity stunt for these two guys. Yeah. Like, we didn't know who either of them were really before the girls came along. Anyway, Shawn Mendes, he says that he's gotten a little bit more domesticated when he spent some time with Camila Cabello's family in Miami during quarantine. He actually learned how to do laundry. He didn't know how to do the laundry before that, which is funny. We talk all the time about things that household things you don't know how to do.
Right. Like, I don't know how to iron.
Yep.
My brother was using the softener.
Fabric softener,
and he thought that was detergent.
Well, I bet his clothes smelled wonderful.
They did, but they were dirty, stained.
Yeah, not clean. And if you are a Laguna Beach fan, then you'll want to either go vote or register to vote. They're saying if they get 500 people, that they will do a reunion.
That's it? 500?
That's what I said. I was like,
that means they're already doing it. They're already doing it.
Yeah, but even still, you could have made it a little bit more than that. Aim high, guys. Then you can. I mean, even if you said 5,000 and you only got 4,500, I'm sure you could recruit some friends on there.
Yeah.
I mean, we can convince 500 of our listeners to, like, sign up for coupons, you know?
Right.
I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. To get more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
We didn't even talk about it today, but, you know, Cam Newton got COVID-19, so he's out. But the Patriots play tonight.
Without him,
yeah.
Hopefully no one outshines him.
So we got two football games, Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Yeah, it's a big lineup.
I got to watch more Renovation Island. It's busy.
I don't have any shows.
You do too. You have
nothing that's on TV.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're all streaming. Yeah.
I wish I had shows. I have Puppy Dog Pals. That's what I have in shows.
All right. If you missed anything, head to kiss951.com. Listen to the on-demand replay of the MRL show on your podcast, wherever you get those. We had Molly and her dad on today. After 10 years, we think we finally have a breakthrough live on the air with those two. It's worth the listen.
All right. Have a good one.
We'll see Roy later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.